All right, here we go.
It's the Top 5 at 5 on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. Brought to you by Builder Supply Outlet. True outlet prices every day. Now home of the Edge Kitchen and Bath Showroom.
It's the Top 5 on the Rokan Show. Let's go.
Checking in at
number 5.
In the wake of heavy criticism of Jesse Waters received over his remarks that he made about Ivanka Trump the other night.
I don't really get what's going on here, but I really liked how she was speaking into that microphone.
Right. And everybody read that exactly as, you know, they thought that what they knew what he was saying there. And he said since said if she was it was really her, the sound of her voice sounding like a smooth jazz DJ is what he was trying to say there, which no one read it that way.
Mm-hmm. That's on you. That's on you and your sick, dirty minds.
Thanks, Sean Spicer.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Jesse Waters made this announcement last night.
We're also, I'm going to be taking a vacation with my family, so I'm not going to be here tomorrow and Friday, but I'll be back on Monday, so try not to miss me too
Saturday
much.
Also.
Yes, and KG is going to be hosting Waters World on Saturday.
He's on vacation.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Meanwhile, other media reporting that there's a federal investigation into the settlements that Fox was paying out in other cases. They were disguising them as salary, they're saying, and not actual settlements. And that might be a violation of law.
Right, because settlements technically are tax-free to the settler, to the settled, to the person who just got settled.
The settler.
Yeah.
Settlee.
So, yeah. So that's a
some problems
whole
over
other
there,
deal. All right, checking in at
number 4.
White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer deflected blame for the firestorm surrounding Michael Flynn, saying that the National Security Advisor, former National Security Advisor, ousted National Security Advisor, shamed National Security Advisor.
Go on.
Shamed by the White House themselves. He's a big liar, big fat liar. Didn't
Michael
tell Mike
who?
Pence. Right. By the way, he was a very small role in our campaign and never met him. Right. I mean, he was like, this is himself. You made him the national security advisor.
And he was on the campaign. But he lied to them.
But now, whose fault is this, according to Sean Spicer? Barack Obama.
Are you satisfied with the vetting that was done of General Flynn by the transition team before he came on board as the national security advisor?
So that's a great question. I appreciate you bringing it up. Let's walk through that for a second. General Flynn was a career military officer who maintained a high-level security clearance throughout his career in the military. His clearance was last reissued by the Obama administration in 2016 with full knowledge of his activities that occurred in 2015, as you point out. So the issue is, you know, he was issued a security clearance under the Obama administration in the spring of 2016. The trip and transactions that you're referring to occurred in December of 2015, okay. From what I understand. So,
right.
You know, obviously there's an issue that, as you point out, the Department of Defense Inspector General is looking into. We welcome that, but all of that clearance was made by the Obama during the Obama administration, and apparently with knowledge of the trip that he took.
So it's Obama's fault that all this happened.
Thanks, Obama.
Thanks, Obama.
Yeah. Obama made us take him as a national security advisor.
Oh,
God.
It gets better.
Well, here's the problem with this, I would point out. And there'll be a lot of people going, well, that makes a lot of sense. It was Obama's fault. Okay, let's take it at that. Let me just stipulate for you that let's say Obama screwed that up. Even though it would have been the Pentagon under Obama, whatever. You know, the poop flows uphill in Washington often. So that's fine. That's fine. It's Obama's fault. Let's say Obama, if you want to stipulate Obama's worst president in the history of all time. Okay, fine. I'm going to stipulate to all that right now. Why did you make him your national security advisor?
Well, aren't they saying they didn't know that he had taken payments and not reported them?
They didn't do that in their vetting? They couldn't figure that out in their vetting? Because the Pentagon seemed to know. Remember
Pentagon,
all the generals that they were talking to? They didn't say they weren't able to figure that out. They didn't realize that he had been in Moscow sitting with Vladimir Putin at the RT benefit They didn't see any of that? They weren't aware of that?
Well, yeah, I mean, his attorney is now saying that that was reported. Now, whether they reported it to the right people or what measures they took to report it, doesn't seem that they passed the test of what you're supposed to do.
Here's what the issue is. Michael Flynn does not seem to me to be the kind of guy who's going to go down by himself. And now they are, now they have, now it's the ultimate insult in Trump world. You were Obama's fault. Mm-hmm. I don't think Michael Flynn, who led the lock her up chant, right? I don't think he's going to like being lumped in as an Obama mistake.
Probably not.
Right. So
this has a lot of legs. I don't think it's going away.
It is not going away, and it's going to get more and more interesting as it goes along here. Is Michael Flynn going to be a good soldier and just go away quietly and do 10 months in a federal prison? Or
he's on vacation.
One or the other. All right, you're three, you're two, and you're one. But first, Violetta Pitomedics got the WGN traffic trouble spots right now.
There is a new team in town, the WGN TV evening news team at 4 p.m. Join Ben Bradley, Lourdes Duarte, Demetrius Ivory, and Jarrett Payton weeknights at 4 on WGN TV.
Uh-oh, something happened in Violetta's world. What happened?
Yes, we have all lanes blocked on northbound Tri-State past Buckley. That's because of a huge accident there. You might want to use York or even Wolf Road as alternates there.
Okay, give me the direction again.
Northbound Tri-State.
Northbound Tri-State past Buckley.
Yes, all lanes blocked.
Oh, boy. That's up north. Up north.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's where the trouble is. Right. I've got right now, the $100 value extra large premium chef's cutting board made of the finest American maple wood you could possibly imagine from the Edge Kitchen and Bath Showroom, valued at $100. I mentioned that before. Made in the United States of America exclusively. Builder Supply Outlet on Cermak Road, 25th Avenue in Broadview, also now in Orland Park. The Edge is now in Orland Park. 19th caller, 312-981-7200. 19th caller, 312-981-7200. Checking in at
number three.
United CEO Oscar Munoz releasing a video statement about the changes that we're going to make at United Airlines now, mm-hmm. especially after this person was physically removed from the airplane and he got hurt and they just settled and then they got the rabbit done died.
2 weeks ago, a shameful event occurred on flight 3411. We deeply apologize for what happened. I apologize. Though sorry simply doesn't go nearly far enough to address the shocking way one of our passengers was treated that day and for our response that followed. But we are certain that meaningful actions will speak louder than words.
Is it just me or does that sound like one of those in-flight videos? You know, they speak in that that tone. It's just exactly like this. We'll explain to you now how your seatbelt works. Look, he's taking a beating. And he was on every morning show. And now he's sitting down with Lester Holt today to talk about what they did wrong and how they're changing things. And some of the changes, I mean, they're popular with passengers. Up to $10,000 now being offered if you have to give up your seat. They're also saying that they're not going to use law enforcement for a passenger reaccommodation anymore. So, as it's known now, unless there's a safety issue.
That's an excellent point. They should run that before they tell you how to buckle your seatbelt. By the way, if you don't know how to buckle a seatbelt and you're on a plane, you're a danger to everybody on board the airplane.
There should be some passenger accommodations.
Right, to figure out how to. Has anybody ever like done that thing where they go bing, bing, you know, like they ask them to come over? Now, which part goes into which right here? I'm all just tied like a bow around me.
My uncle hasn't flown in 35 years.
He did not know how to buckle a seatbelt?
I don't know.
Has he ever been in a car?
Yes. So I don't know. I would feel the same way. I don't know why they do it.
All right.
This is the way it goes, Ro.
Oscar Munoz.
He's on vacation.
All right. Here we go. Check it in.
Number two.
Now, they may have decades between them, but Scarlett Johansson has found her twin, and she wants to party with her. Last week, a Reddit user named Denver Joel shared a photo of his 72-year-old grandmother, Geraldine, taken when she was 22.
Oh.
In it, Geraldine looks exactly like Scarlett Johansson, and Johansson thinks that's true, too.
Geraldine, I cannot tell you, I have been absolutely inundated with emails and messages about how much we look alike, and I had to look at the photo myself. Holy crap. I want to meet you in person. I saw that you were, quote, drunk as a skunk when taking that photo, And I would like to see your drunk face. I want to share a drunk face with you. Let's have a drink, Geraldine.
Wow. That's one hot grandma. I've seen it. And they look exactly alike. Exactly.
Is Geraldine single?
I didn't include that in the story that I saw. She's 72 years old. Still available, I think.
Maybe Elon Musk would like to date her now. We can't get to Scarlett Johansson.
Maybe Johnny Depp. He's available. He could go for it. You know, doesn't have Amber anymore.
I just wanted to say that why do you have to keep bringing up Amber Heard's name on this program? It hurts me in my very soul. I lost Amber. I lost the dogs. I lost my home in Australia. And now I'm sitting here on your crappy little radio show.
We do like his appearances, though. So thank you, Johnny, for keeping us in mind.
Whatever, Anna.
All right. And finally,
number one.
Simpsons coming out their 30th anniversary. Staying relevant as ever as they take on the Trump administration in the first 100 days.
100 days in office, so many accomplishments, lowered my golf handicap, my Twitter following increased by 700, and finally, we can shoot hibernating bears. My boys will love that.
Sir, here's a new bill that you must read immediately. It lowers taxes for only Republicans.
Can Fox News read it and I'll watch what they say?
No, you have to read it.
It's great.
Things are not so great in the Simpsons household either. Marge has already exhausted her supply of Prozac for the next 4 years. And Grandpa Simpson has been taken into custody by ICE agents.
The new Supreme Court Justice Ivanka takes Ruth Bader Ginsburg's seat on the bench. You can buy Ivanka's robe with gavel earrings for only 1,000 rubles.
You said you'd replace me with Garland!
Oh, God, this is horrible. This was supposed to last me the whole 4 years.
Marge, please, give the President of the United States some time. He's only 70 years old.
Help! They're taking me back to where I came from!
Where is that?
I don't remember!
100 days. We are 6.8% of the way home. Paid for by anybody else 2020.
That's great. It was one of the Simpsons that predicted Donald Trump would be president like 17 years ago.
Yes, I think, right. 2000, 2001, something like that.
Something like that. Yeah. Oh, gosh. Yeah. They get something right.
President Donald Trump. And everybody laughed. Oh, they laughed.
One of the funnier Simpsons episodes.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Check that out, though. The whole thing is funny. 100 days of the presidency.
I don't find any of this particularly funny whatsoever.
Sorry, don't bring up Amber Heard again, would you?
I know.
The top five at five.